Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. And we've got an excellent guest, Texas Outdoors Journal saltwater editor Dano Wise will be joining us. Yes, the show's going to be a little salty.
Oh, okay.
We're going to be talking about opportunities as we head toward the warmer months of the year. Got some updates on the red snapper season, shrimp season. We've got some information on your favorite radio show and magazine.
Yes.
Plus, you have a few other things that we'll send your way. So you all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
KXYZ time, 27 minutes before 10 o'clock.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watched TV and thought, how'd they do that? Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. In downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. Try your hand at being a TV newscaster or weather person. It's time to visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, East Main and downtown Kilgore, and at texasbroadcastmuseum.org. It's where Texas broadcast history lives.
You tell them that old cousin Tom Sherwood, that he sent you, will you?
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And weather-wise,
yes,
we're starting what looks to be a very favorable roller coaster ride where it rains, then we dry out a little bit, and it rains some more. And supposedly, according to the old Farmer's Almanac, it's going to carry on right on into September with that type of a pattern. And interestingly enough, Bob's forecast models that he likes, the national and European, are concurrent with something that was done a year ago.
There you go. Yeah. Well, also the temperature is up and down, too. That's been interesting.
Yeah, and that's part of the La Nina that we're dealing with, supposedly. And we shall see if this is true or if it's going to be Texas fickle weather. You know, if you don't like it, wait a moment.
Right.
Made a trip after the show last week down to Rockport, Texas. The 67th annual Texas Outdoor Writers Association Conference was held at Charlotte Plummer's Seafair Restaurant in Rockport. Craig Griffin does just an excellent job. Good to see a lot of people. Our friend Herman Brune, Larry Wysoon, and others. And this was the award dinner for the annual Excellent in Craft And there was a number of categories.
Oh, what happened?
We did pretty good. Starting off with outdoor photography. And it's interesting about TOWA. They used to award first and second.
Mm-hmm.
Then they dropped second place, and, okay. and instead they gave an honorable mention.
Hmm.
Because we, you know, anyway, we used to take yeah. first and second.
Yes, we did.
Outdoor photography, people, and then outdoor photography, wildlife, nature. Some guy named Bob Zeglin,
oh, okay.
yes, took first place in both categories. Outdoor radio, an honorable mention went to Bill Olson and Harold Gunn.
Oh, okay.
And that was with our guest, Justin Spring, the executive director of Pope and Young.
Right.
And then those two characters also took first place with Texas Outdoors Journal West Texas editor Shane John.
Well, my, my.
Yes, yes, yes. Then moving on through to other things that of interest, outdoor publication.
Yes.
When I heard this announced, I was pleased and disappointed. It was kind of a mixed mood.
Oh, okay.
Because Texas Outdoors Journal took second place.
Mm-hmm.
For the past 7 years, we've taken both first and second place.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something that happens later in the in the program.
Okay.
Okay. Then we get to outdoor website, and I will admit it, it's a good website. We just need to do a little upgrading.
Okay.
But it took a honorable mention. Podcast. Okay, they've got an outdoor radio category.
Correct, which we won.
Right. And then they added a podcast.
Mm-hmm, which we do.
Which we entered as well. And it was interesting. Honorable mention went to Olson and Gunn, or Gunn and Olson, with our guest Byron South. And we just had Byron on last week,
right.
you know.
Right.
It was a good show last year, you know, different wrinkle this year. Second place went to Gunn and Olson with our guest Bob Zeglin,
okay.
Which is kind of interesting. Then Texas Outdoor Writers came up with a new top category.
Okay.
Okay. And it's called the Texas Coverage. And here's the instructions. And this Excellent in Craft for Texas is judged by one of the other outdoor writers associations from around the country.
Oh.
And then in turn, you know, we judge, you know, their
okay.
products.
Okay.
All right. But it allows entries from all media. So print, audio, uh-huh. television, internet, whatever it may be.
Right.
Everybody's thrown into a big bowl and stirred up, and they're going, where'd that second page go?
Yeah. And what rose to the top?
Right, yeah. Right. And the criteria to the judges was that cover focused on Texas, its people, places, culture, environment, history, public policy, or issues of statewide or regional significance. TOW Board Chairman Herman Brune explained prior to the awards being presented, Texas must be the focus, and awards will be based on the best representation of Texas.
Okay.
Okay. Four awards were given. And Texas Outdoor News Radio was recognized.
Uh-huh.
And then in second place was Bob Zeglin
okay.
with a beautiful photograph. And when I saw it and we printed it, I said, you really need to look at entering this, because it was a jackrabbit on its hind, you know, legs.
Right.
Legs extended. It was so tightly focused, you could literally count the hairs on the hide.
Yeah.
But used depth of field to blur the background.
Right.
Just phenomenal, phenomenal photograph. And so Bob got second place for that. And then in first place,
mm-hmm.
now understand, we took second place in right. publication.
Right.
But the top award, Texas Outdoors Journal,
okay.
took first.
Well, congratulations.
So, yes.
Very good.
So, you know, really, 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 really pleased. I know they're trying to spread things around.
Yeah.
I know they're trying to bolster. At first, listening to the awards,
mm-hmm.
and Wysoon was giving me a bad time.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Because he was the MC. But, you know, it's good. I mean, magazine's been around now for 34 years. Mm-hmm. Radio show, 33. Yeah. So we just keep on plugging around.
By the way, you know, our vast unpaid research department has discovered that we are the longest running syndicated outdoor radio show with the same hosts in radio history.
It's been interesting.
And we look so young. Also, speaking of interesting, though, we can't do this without our affiliates. We have got to welcome our new affiliate, Hill Country 1047, in beautiful Marble Falls, Texas. We're airing there Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6. And I love their slogan, independent and slightly off-center.
Sounds like Texas.
Yeah, you betcha.
All right, got some other news for you. Remember how the red snapper season, when we started to have a season again, mm-hmm. always opened on June 1st?
Right.
Well, the private recreational angler red snapper season in federal waters, since we're doing regional management, mm-hmm. the states have control of it, it's not going to open on June 1st. It's going to open on May 22nd. And this is going to allow anglers over the Memorial Day holiday to be able to go offshore. However, the for-hire charters, those that hold a federal reef permit,
right,
is not going to open until June 1st.
I have a question for Ship Captain Olson.
Okay.
Okay. State waters out to 9 nautical miles,
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, sir.
How far out does the federal go? Yucatan?
200 miles.
Okay.
Beyond 9 and out to 200.
Okay.
Okay. Any other trick questions?
No. Oh, okay. I knew you'd know the answer, but I didn't know the answer. That's why I asked you.
Okay. Also, when you go red snapper fishing, make sure you've got a venting tool. And then whatever your catch is, make sure you go to my Harvest app, Texas Hunt and Fish app, and let them know, because that's going to help substantiate the records for which our Coastal Fisheries Department will set the days, okay. You know, and we know when we get to the allowable catch. One final note, again, nautical, and it is from the Gulf Council. Coming up May 15th, the shrimp season in federal waters, which is how far, Harold?
200 nautical miles.
Thank you. Okay. 9 to 200 miles will close. So will the state waters close, and it will usually reopen about the 15th. And then things get really excited because you see all these shrimp boats on the horizon,
right.
And you run to one and they've called their check, you know, right. Their catch and the chum line and the oil line and all that. It's offshore season is going to be phenomenal this year. All right, let's take a break.
Oh, and why not?
Yeah. Then we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 49 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. Ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 49 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 49 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
When faced with the need for periodontal or implant services, the first thing you want is a good referral. I know from experience, and my dentist referred me to Dr. Charles Dyer. From the start, I was glad he did, because beginning with my first appointment, through every follow-up, there were no long waits and just a warm welcome from his staff and right on in. Dr. Dyer's experienced staff makes the whole process easy, from a friendly greeting and a comfortable and relaxed atmosphere to quickly handling the paperwork and timely phone reminders of appointments. They're justly proud of being at the forefront of technology and surgical techniques, allowing them to offer a wide range of services and every procedure necessary. Dr. Dyer is consistently named named one of Houston's top dentists. The office is conveniently located on Spring Cypress Road off Highway 290 in the Cypress area. I'm more than pleased with my experience and proud to personally refer you to Dr. Charles Dyer. Online, Google Dr. Charles Dyer in Cypress or call 281-304-9911. That's 281-304-9911. Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our program is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I have several at my place I've had for over 20 years. They're still doing their job. But last year, I installed the next generation, the new VersaBlind. And just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie downs, the new cottonseed feeder, by the way, and other accessories at blind.com. That is B-L-Y-N-D.com. Since 1980, it's The Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
And don't forget that The Blind, the original blind and the VersaBlind are on the same footprint. Mm-hmm. And if you want to do some upgrading to an old blind and replace a panel with the new VersaBlind panel, you can do that.
Absolutely.
You can also place an order on The Blind's website and take care of all the shipping specifications to get it to your place. Or you can stop by one of their dealers, like Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg. All four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. D&D Hardware in LaGrange. Ebar Feeds locations in Gonzales and Hallettsville. Gibson's in Kerrville. Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady. Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury. West Texas Game Feeders in San Angelo. And Wolford Enterprises, two locations, Buna and Kuntz.
Ah, you like those, don't you? You bet. Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are two of the three best days of the week. Monday and Tuesday are two good ones. Wednesday slips to fair. Thursday and Friday are two more good days. Next Saturday is another best. Next Sunday, another good one. This weekend, look for game to be actively feeding from well before sunrise until late morning. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early morning until right around the noon hour. By Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, times will have continued to adjust with game actively feeding from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next Saturday and Sunday, game will be most active from late morning until mid to late afternoon. This Saturday, May the 9th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. By next Saturday, May 16, we will have a new moon. On the coast, this weekend there will be a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Monday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Tuesday through Friday, a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Next weekend, two more days with a single tide schedule.
When things are uncertain, you give variables.
Yes.
And that's where we are on the fishing report these days. Basically, it's what any angler should do, regardless of whether they're fishing freshwater or saltwater. Don't just go to the same old spot because you heard Uncle Joe, you know, he caught some fish there.
Yeah, but fish move, too, don't they?
They do move.
Yeah.
Conditions change. Water rises, lowers. That's true on the coast as tides come in and flood, and then they recede. But it's just watching what's going on. On freshwater, one of the rules is follow the rising and dropping levels, lake levels.
Okay.
It's true on the coast. You're going to follow the flooding of back lake and marsh areas. And then as the tides subside, you're going to follow it as it drops. That's what the fish are doing. They're taking advantage. They're opportunistic. And as anglers, we need to do the same thing. Fishing-wise, basically you can take the state of Texas and divide it in half, right down the east side of the panhandle, straight down to the Rio Grande River, and east of that line, okay, we got water. That's the haves. Mm-hmm. Then west of that line, the have-nots, okay? And for those listening in the Corpus Christi area that have to deal with whoever's making or not making decisions on water resources down there,
right?
My goodness, I think the good Lord's going, okay, I got this, you know? And hopefully through the summer months, prayers continuing that we'll see an increase in water levels, because right now, Choke Canyon Reservoir on the Texas Outdoors Journal website, water data, Choke Canyon's got 7.4% of capacity. Oh, it gets better. No, actually, it looks like it came up. It did. I'm going to check this because Corpus Christi was low, and it has come up to the recent reading that I'm looking at, 9.9%, which high water mark for the year about a year ago. Corpus Christi was at 21.1%, which was still low.
Right.
But low water mark was around 8.5. Bottom line is upstream, ground has gotten saturated, and there should be some more runoff. It all depends on what kind of rain. Keep those prayers coming. On the coast, talk about tides. We've got these crazy May fronts right now, you know?
Yeah, just
And again, when the north wind blows, tides drop out. When it turns to the prevailing southeast, the tides come back in and flood. But water temperature is great. Not really going to see speckled trout in particular head to deeper water, but they may have a little deeper water. They may drift into it a little bit, but it's not going to be long. And even on a cool morning, You can hunt. You can fish that 10 to 3 time frame, 10 to 4 time frame, and things will have warmed up and some good fishing will be available. Good reports are coming in from Lake Calcasieu over in southwest Louisiana, Sabine Lake. The entire Galveston Bay complex, and one of my favorite areas, is down toward San Luis Pass in that Chocolate Bay bio area, Christmas Bay, etc. Don't forget about the Intracoastal Waterway. We talk about it down at the Land Cut. Mm-hmm. It's a place to hide. You got the Intracoastal all across the state of Texas along the coast for barge traffic. Get into those areas. There's some production canals you can get in and hide. And fish will be right along that drop-off upon the flat and then near the drop-offs. Good fishing. Speckled trout, the ever-tolerant redfish. Flounder, good flounder fishing as they make their way back into the bays. And black drum, that's years ago, you couldn't get a guy to get a picture with a black drum, right. You know, even a redfish. But nowadays, like we said back then, and it's true today, folks just want to get a tug on the end of the line and maybe something good to eat. You know,
right.
And don't forget, we've got until May 22nd, fishing in state waters for red snapper out to 9 nautical miles. Just remember, the limit in federal waters is 2 fish.
Okay.
And you've got a size differential. Check it out. You've got 4 fish in state waters. If you're going to go catch something in federal waters, go there first.
Go there first, right, yeah.
Don't go get your state fish and show up with 4.
Yeah.
No. You will get a piece of paper, and they will lighten your wallet.
Right.
So that's what's going on. On the hunting scene, Harold's favorite season is underway.
Squirrel!
Yeah, in East Texas, all 51 counties. Of course, open year-round is the year-round other open counties for squirrel. And then turkey season wraps up in the north zone. I believe it's this weekend on the 10th. Yes. I can't get used to that. It's like about a week shorter than normal with the adjustment that's taking place. Starting about the middle of the month, they should have rubbed off and be in hard antler. The annual Axis deer roar. Let me tell you what, if you're in an area where there's high fences and hunting,
right.
There's probably a lot of exotic species that have escaped, you know, when the water rises and water gaps open. So plenty of opportunities to fish and have a good time.
Yeah.
All right. You said you actually are driving something?
You're going to like this.
I am?
You waved at it when I pulled in, by the way. Yes. This is a full-size off-road SUV.
A bill size.
Yes, that's right. The 2026 Yukon four-wheel drive AT4 Ultimate. This thing is a whopper. 6,222 pounds is what it weighs. Fortunately, the big old Ecotec 6.2-liter V8 puts out 420 horsepower, so it'll roll on down the road. Of course, four-wheel drive, four high, four low, pick your thing at a button. 145 cubic feet of cargo space inside with the seats down. It'll tow 8,200 pounds. Of course, that kind of weight, it's a great ride on the highway. The exterior of this one was a thing called Midnight Pine. It's very interesting, with an obsidian interior with red stitched accents. So it's gorgeous in there. 15-inch head-up display, 18-speaker Bose system for those sounds, 8-inch rear touchscreen, rear camera, Super Cruise equipped, rear seat media system. If you want it all, you know, sunroof, heated and ventilated front bucket seats, full-grain leather seats, 16-way power, second-row heated buckets, heated steering wheel, which I really like that. Hands-free power liftgate, dual exhaust tips. That means you got four in the back, actually. Assist steps, which I like, as short as I am, so the running boards, they come out and say hi and help you get in. Enhanced automatic emergency braking. You're going to like this. Night vision. Thermal on the screen. You can see Bambi way down the road.
Can see what?
Bambi.
An animated cartoon character?
That's right. Critters, but it's got a thermal screen, which is really kind of cool. And, of course, since you like to support our petroleum industry, 14 miles per gallon in the city and 18 on the highway. But if you can afford the gas, you can afford the vehicle because this thing is Bob money. $103,190 plus TTNL.
Bring it.
There you go. The 26 GMC Yukon four-wheel drive AT4 Ultimate.
Outstanding. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Texas Outdoors Journal saltwater editor Dano Wise is on his way.
All across our state, groups of everyday Texans are volunteering to adopt a highway and pick up litter. But what kinds of groups?
Girl Scout Troop 823.
The Soulmates Running Club.
Sigma Delta Nu Fraternity.
The Open Road Warriors.
Jefferson High Glee Club.
The Flock Stars Bird Watchers.
Shh. Literally thousands of groups are pitching in, but we still need yours. Adopt your 2 miles today. Get started at don'tmesswithtexas.org. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their new 52,000 square foot headquarters, store, and plant location at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was a priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold to those values today and are redefining the country feed store experience. Spear Ag is the home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk plus deliver as well. Spear Ag for ranching and agricultural services,
right.
Go to spearag.com. For more information on Spear Ag's Feeder Max lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermaxfeed.com or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. And I think they maybe added another truck to their fleet.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, they just keep going, and they'll go out to Alpine, the Panhandle, East Texas. They'll even go out of state.
And they'll even custom mix you some stuff, too.
Oh, that's what I like. It is absolutely phenomenal. And don't forget, when you go in and pick up whatever, hardware, plumbing, you know, ranch supplies, rodeo supplies, stop by the frozen food section for the Wagyu beef, you know?
It is
just a real, real treat. A real treat is our guest today, Texas Outdoors Journal saltwater editor, Dano Wise. Dano, welcome back to this continent, this state, you know, back home. How you doing, my friend?
Doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Well, Bill didn't tell me. Where have you been?
Well, we just got back from being in Italy for a couple of weeks.
Oh.
So that was a little different for us. Different continent, for sure. We're usually heading point south and west. This time we took off to the east.
So how's the fishing in Italy?
You know what? Surprisingly, it wasn't a whole hell of a lot different than what we do in some of our grass flats here.
Really?
Yeah.
Saltwater?
We were using jerk baits and fishing grass flats and topwaters, walk the dog topwaters, you know, obviously a lot of different brands than what we use, but all in all, not a whole lot different.
Outstanding. Saltwater, there were fish in it, and you caught them, right?
Yeah, now that's the thing. We had planned to try a trip up into the Dolomites for the marble trout that they're famous for on the freshwater side, but really just ran out of time. But we did some fishing down in the lagoons, and that was really, really cool. You know, we got out, got some big bluefish in the Gulf of Trieste, moved back into the Grotto Lagoon system, which is just massive, miles and miles and miles of kind of river-like canals. But on the edges of these things are these, you know, decent-sized grass flats. And there we were fishing for sea bass and bluefish. And like I said, really using pretty much the same techniques we use here in the mid and lower coast.
Outstanding. Well, listen, let's talk about Texas because with La Nina coming in, getting stronger as each day passes, we've got some fickle weather, got some rain, may benefit us from holding out tropical weather, and temperatures may be slightly cooler. In the earlier portion of the program, just suggested, whether it's freshwater or saltwater, on saltwater, follow the rising and falling tide. That's one thing this time of year that's fairly critical, right?
Yeah, just following water movement, you know, period. And as far as the weather, boys, you know, we're kind of in for, I guess, a confusing time, you know, because like I said, we got La Nina, but we're about to take on El Nino. So it's going to be a transition with the weather systems as we go through the end of spring and summer. And those kind of mean opposite things as far as what they should bring to us. But right now we're getting a little bit of rain, which is a good thing. As far as the currents go, any flow in water is good, you know, and it's going to be dependent on exactly where you're fishing as far as how you set up, as far as following that tide back into, say, a flooded area or sitting, you know, in front of a back lake drain when the tide's falling to catch those fish coming out. But you also have a lot of areas, some portions of the Laguna Madre, Baffin Bay, and some portions of the lower Laguna Madre, where with very few exceptions, you don't see a lot of salinar tide movement just because they're so far away from any path. But what you will get is some wind-driven tide, and we've certainly had our share of wind this spring. So depending on the area, you may be looking at more of a wind-driven tide as opposed to, you know, a salinar tidal current. But either way, you got to find moving water to find active fish.
You know, years ago, I learned a trick from a coastal captain. Was fishing down at the land cut, and barge traffic coming through there. And then we were in a slack mm-hmm. tide period. And as the push boat was pushing the barge past us, obviously the displacement made the water level come up, and then it would drop down. And surprisingly, the fish turned on momentarily.
It does. You know, actually, that was one of my first fishing observations ever, Bill. I was probably 5 or 6 growing up fishing in Matagorda. Every time a shrimp boat would come by, I'd get bit. And I never could figure it out. Years later, I put together, it was a displacement tide. And we experienced a lot of the same thing. When I was down in the Lower Laguna Madre, up in the areas which I know you like to fish, like the Port of Brownsville.
Right.
Now, you sometimes for your own safety, you got to kind of move away from those big push boats in the port. But if you're in one of the back areas there and that slack tide, water comes in, water comes out, it won't last long, but you may have a little spike in the bite for, say, 10, 15 minutes.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, we're already up against the mid-show break, so if you would hold on, folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Dan'l Wise right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Stop dreaming and start fishing. Memorial weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer with the CCA Star Tournament. Reel in one of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. Catch a tagged redfish to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package. 10 divisions in all. Real people win real prizes. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance, Shoalwater Boats, and Mustang Cat. Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
The finest and most complete gunsmithing services in the country are available at Briley Manufacturing in Houston, Texas. Briley can provide all your gunsmithing needs. Their gunsmiths are highly trained to work on your shotguns, handguns, and rifles. Shotgun services include forcing cone lengthening, pad installation, barrel porting, and custom stock fitting. Rifle services include muzzle brakes, custom triggers, optic mounting, and full cleaning. A complete line of handgun services are available, from custom 1911 work to refinishing options for all firearms. Since Briley is the world's leader in manufacturing shotgun chokes and tube sets and builders of custom firearms from scratch like their amazing Raptor 22, if that part needed to fix a family heirloom is not available, they can make it. The vast Briley showroom is always fun to visit, and it's filled with new, used, and rare firearms, plus clothing, accessories, supplies, and more. The best for over 50 years. Visit Briley.com for information and direction. That's Briley, BRILEY.com.
We continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal saltwater editor Dan'l Wise. Dan'l, when we talk about Texas coast, it is so diverse, and there's features that certainly impact coastal fishing. On the upper coast, we both know that you've got river runoff influences down to the Guadalupe River around Victoria. But once you get south of that point, on down to Boca Chica, in the lower Laguna Madre, you really don't have river influence, and that can change the way you fish, right?
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, of course, we're getting into that time of year now through into the fall, where it seems like every year, despite being in a drought, we'll see a bay somewhere along the coast that receives an inordinate amount of freshwater runoff, and that's going to move their fish and their fishermen around. Whereas as you go further south, you get less of that, you know, down in the lower Laguna, it's quite rare. You have one river feeding in, and that's the Arroyo Colorado. So you really don't have to deal with freshwater runoff. In the places you do, which basically, as you noted, from the mid-coast up, it doesn't necessarily mean the fish aren't there. You know, in some of the deeper bays, they may just be moving where they're at. You know, as that freshwater comes in, it's lighter than saltwater, so it tends to stay on top, and it develops what they call a saltwater wedge down below. And a lot of times, if the depth is sufficient, those fish will just drop down and be found down below that freshwater, down in the lower part of the water column. Other times, they'll physically move where they're at, geographically, I guess you'd say, moving closer to the Gulf passes where you get that saltier inflow of water with each tide. So fishing can still be good, but it definitely can kind of change your area, and as well as change your tactics as where and how you're targeting fish.
Well, we've got some changes to deal with, and that's going to be the thing. It's not going to your latest waypoints or where your buddy told you he caught fish a couple of weeks ago, because it is ever changing. Mentioned also earlier in the program that with the regional management for Red Snapper, instead of the January 1st for the private recreational start, that's actually going to start on May 22nd, but the recreational hire with vessels that have a federal reef permit is still going to be January 1st. And I don't know about you, but what I've seen on YouTube coming in from state waters, there's a lot of people that may want to save that fuel money and fish state waters and catch four fish as opposed to going further out and catching two. What do you think?
Yeah, it's good. I'm real curious. You and I've talked about that a bit. You know, everybody kind of looks forward to June. June 1st has kind of been the day in recent years. Like you said, this year, at least for boaters that are manning their own craft and not for hire, they're going to get out about a week earlier. But I am curious to see how many of those are going to even want to venture all the way into federal waters, at least in the middle and lower portions of the coast, where there's been some really solid snapper being caught all year long, don't have to run as far, and can actually keep a couple more.
You know, one thing that I love charts. I'm old-fashioned. I'm old school, you know?
Yes, you are.
I'm a pack rat, you know, and I keep those old charts as a starting point. But if you look at the continental shelf and the way it drops off, you know, starting about Freeport, and by the time you get to the Port A jetties, and certainly there's a big change once you get down to Packery and beyond further south. Continental shelf moves a lot closer, and deeper water is a lot closer, and that has a real bearing on our pelagic species that are available and how long when they come in and how long they hang around, right?
Oh, without a doubt. When they come in, how long they stay, and how close to shore they come. But, you know, one thing worth noting as far as those charts build, particularly if you pull one out from the way back, those charts have changed. Not necessarily the continental shelf. It's still where it was. But, you know, in our state waters, thanks to CCA and some others, there's a whole lot more structure on the bottom than there once was. So there again, for the people that are going out bottom fishing, or even for the pelagics that come in, giving them a structure to hang around, there's just a lot more structure that they can target closer to shore than they could before. The lower coast up to the middle coast, you're going to see a lot greater variety of species coming in a lot tighter. Tarpon being one that's starting to come in on the lower coast now. They're always the first to see it, and they're always the last to see them leave as those tarpon migrate up, eventually making their way to the upper coast in Louisiana and then turn around and come back down. So you've got an extended season there, and also tend to see them in much closer to shore. Same goes for a lot of the other pelagics. You know, Dorado should be showing up soon, as well as, of course, kingfish are going to inundate the coast. Ling will be having pretty quick. And a little bit later in the summer, we'll start seeing our billfish and tuna action pick up.
When we talk about targets, mentioned it earlier that May 15th, the Federal shrimp season closes in conjunction with our state water season, but when it returns and shrimping is available starting about July 15th, lots of targets for the mosquito fleet to run out and see what's been culled and what fish have been attracted around those shrimp boats, right?
Oh, yeah. And that's, you know, I just mentioned how over the years there's been so much more structure being set in as artificial reefs and whatnot. But way predating that, the closest structure for a lot of people were shrimp boats, which, of course, were moving structure but always big fish attractants. And that's just kind of remained a Texas tradition for that small boat fleet and even some of the larger boats that, you know, like you said, that second season opens, it's targeting shrimp boats coinciding with that migration of pelagics generally can point to some pretty good action.
Absolutely. Tell you what, lots going on through the summer months. Great fishing. May be a little bit cooler. Mm. May get rained on.
Yes.
You know, tidal movement, as Dano pointed out, is something that you need to play. Dano, as always, appreciate you joining us, folks. You can read words of wisdom from this gentleman each and every month in Texas Outdoors Journal. Dano, appreciate you being a guest today.
All right, enjoyed it, guys.
Thank you, Dano. Thank you, friends. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It's time for the outdoor calendar, and we got a big day next week.
That's right. Mother's Day.
Or actually this weekend.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Mother's Day this weekend. Sunday's the official day, but you can, you know, do something with Mom Saturday or Sunday. Yeah, get her outside. Take her fishing.
There you go. Or you could take her to one of these conservation fundraising events. May 14th, Hardin County Chapter Ducks Unlimited in Lumberton. More information, ducks.org. In the Brazos Longbeard Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation, banquet on the 15th. That is nwtf.org. Next weekend, I'll be in Midland.
Ah.
May 15th through 17th, Texas Trophy Hunters Hunting and Fishing Extravaganza in Midland. TTHA/HuntingAndFishingExtravaganza.com. And go to one of those great events.
You're about to be going in your new Ford truck.
Absolutely.
All right.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 49 years running,
and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Lights, our official lighting provider, headlamps, flashlights, work lights, lanterns, more. Kits that include all of them, charge with a USB cord or the sun or any light source, and they hold a charge for 7 years, so you can use them to charge your phone. So for our listeners, go to HybridLight.com for 20% off any of their products. Free same-day shipping. At checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, HybridLight.com.
Got one more fundraising event, particularly for our listeners on KTVB in Tyler, May 16th. The Tyler Chapter Ducks Unlimited Clay Shooting Competition in Frankston. For more information, go to ducks.org.
Okay, oh. Another big howdy to our new affiliate in Marble Falls, Hill Country 1047.
That's a beautiful part of the
state. Oh, boy, ain't it.
And glad to have those folks with us. And got a full summer coming up. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see when we get to about end of September, October, and right. See when we head into fall what things are going to take place.
Yeah, I think with this weather, though, it's going to be a good season this year.
Absolutely. Yep. I want to thank our guest today, Texas Outdoors Journal saltwater editor Dano Wise. You know, actually, the entire team. When I call them about something, right. It's never a short phone call. You know, there's so much information
they've got
that's
it.
Being exchanged.
And I'm glad they can share it with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, and you can read his words of wisdom each and every month in Texas Outdoors Journal.
Okay, check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. We archive all the shows up there, so if you missed it, you can just click on Listen to Our Show, and they're up there by date and guest, okay? And, of course, do remember we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're on the water or in the woods, be safe out there. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.